there was recent stuff in the Chronicle about U of H women's team losing scholarship because of the APR. Just discuss that.
You know, the APR was put in for all the right reason, and that is to make universities accountable for what they do with their student athletes on moving them to graduation and also at the same time being eligible to play. The APR was put in for programs that don't retain players. On the men's side, you could use someone like Cincinnati when Coach Huggins was there. A lot of times he would have a player come in and they really didn't take the academics as serious because they were a top 10, top 20 type draft pick. The APR was probably put in more for the men's side, but they adopted it in the women's side. We definitely, without any hesitation, I'll say very positively, that we lost a scholarship because of the APR, and we run our program based on integrity and doing what's right for the program. And in my opinion, and I say this very humbly, but in my opinion, I'm not going to run a program based on losing a scholarship or keeping that scholarship and doing the right or wrong thing. I'm going to do the right thing. Example, we had a couple young ladies put themselves in a position legally that they were wrong in doing something. I'm certainly not going to mention their names or even what they got involved in, but it was definitely something that they should not have done. And I had to make a decision whether we kept them on scholarship and to try to keep them eligible. Well, I felt that their actions spoke that they don't deserve the opportunity to be here because of their actions that they got in trouble for. Well, I cut both of them. Well, once they knew they were cut, they stopped going to classes, so we didn't retain that retention point for them returning, which they had no option to do because they had done something pretty bad. And the second point that we lost is they weren't eligible to come back. Once they found out they weren't going to be coming back, they basically stopped going to class. And so we lost 2 points with those two kids, a total of 4 points. Now, if I had to do that again, I would have done it identical to what we did, even though I knew there was a scholarship in jeopardy. But I've only used 12 or 13 scholarships since I've been at U of H. So from a numbers game standpoint, it really didn't hurt our squad size. It's just that I made a stand that was based on what I felt ethically was the right thing to do, because they forfeited their opportunity and their privilege of being a Lady Cougar by not doing the right thing. And they broke rules that are blatantly written in black and white in our handbook and talked about. And if I had to do it again, I would do it the same way. Now, yes, I think it is embarrassing for someone to put in the paper that, you know, we lost a scholarship to APR or whatever that might be. But at the same time, that's only one side of it. The other side of it is, why did they lose it? Is it because the kid was ineligible and didn't come back? Well, maybe they didn't come back because they weren't renewed. Maybe they were cut midway through the season. Maybe, you know, they had done something like a couple of players that I'm speaking about. And in my 11 years here, I've only had to release, I think, 3 players for not doing the right thing. And unfortunately, 2 of them happened in the same year because they did the same action to make them lose their opportunity. So I really believe there's 2 sides to every situation, and certainly I would never want to lose a scholarship, even though I think, example, if I'm not mistaken, the men have 13 scholarships. We have 15 full scholarships, and the reasoning behind that, which is to me kind of a goofy reasoning, is gender equity. They're trying to make up scholarships in certain sports so they have more women on scholarships so they can meet the gender equity. I would be just fine to having 13 scholarships, quite honestly, and I usually don't use more than 13. So addressing the APR as direct as I can, I think overall it's a good, healthy rule, but it also doesn't explain the second half of the APR when it comes to why a coach or a university opts not to bring somebody back because they had stole something or they didn't go to class or they weren't representing the university in the right way or they had some other problems legally and so on and so forth. And so I without hesitation would talk to anybody in regards to APR and us losing a scholarship. I feel it does, you know, kind of crack an egg on your forehead a little bit, but that could be wiped off pretty quickly if they found out why you're in that situation. Because I think most Cougars would rather have you make a stand for integrity instead of just keeping the APR points and dealing with that over and over and over again. So, you know, that's kind of my comment on that.
All right, well, one last thing. Then how many scholarships do you have right now for the 09 gen season?
15. We've regained our scholarship back. We're APR. We're sitting above the quota right now. We haven't lost any players through for any reasons negatively or player handbook. So we've got our full complement of scholarships back.
Okay, Coach.
Thank you.